Hi guys, welcome to our fourth episode of Creative Lifestyle Design Podcast, and you're here today with Dominic and...
You're here with Vinay, guys.
Yup. Welcome guys today for tuning to our new episode, and today we are going to be bringing you 5 benefits of making your homes eco-friendly. The reason why we decided with Vinay that we would like to do eco-friendliness or being eco-friendly is because we feel that it's quite trendy and that it has a really big impact on your house. Building green is about understanding your lifestyle needs, and you can avoid waste, research appropriate products to get it right first time.
Absolutely. And that really brings me to my first point. Why you need an eco-friendly house? Is this something you've ever considered? If not, you should probably be asking yourself this question. Green buildings alternatives can help you save time, money, and protect your health. It reduces environmental impact because greener home products produce fewer carbon emissions, and also it will actually save you a lot of money. It will also protect your health. Now that's really, really important.
How is it going to protect your health, Winnie?
It's going to protect it by choosing non-VOC and moisture resistant products. Have you worked with any of those?
Oh yeah, actually, non-VOC products. I remember the story of our customer when he was ordering concrete worktop, and he actually wanted us not seal it with anything because he wanted to seal it himself just to be sure that he gets non-VOC free based off without the particles. So VOC means for free organic compound, which means that in a certain room temperature, in a normal room temperature, those particles evaporate in the air and you breathe them in and they can be quite harmful. So I can completely understand why people want to have a non-VOC products. So that's a very good point.
Exactly. So it's good for your health and it's good for the environment. And my first point really leads on to the following one.
Yes. So number 2 is, how can we make our home eco-friendly? Here are 10 ways to help you to improve mechanical and electrical engineering of your home and make it more eco-friendly. Number 1 will be, get serious about the water and wastage of water that you have in your house. Maybe think about where you can collect the water that is running out of the house and you can reuse it on a second use. Number 2 will be, install smart meter. Meter, especially which you can use it in your room, so you can remotely control other aspects, whether it's a light or temperature of your room. And especially if you're not in the room, you can control it very seamlessly. Nowadays, I think I'm pretty sure that there are actually apps which you can use to control the temperature of your house or the lighting outside from your house. How amazing is that?
That's a very, very good product you guys can look at is Nest. And Nest, you also have the app, so you can control it on your phone. You can control it right there. There's like a switch.
Controller.
So it keeps you track on all electricity, heating and stuff like that inside of your home. So I would strongly recommend checking that out.
Yep. So that's a smart meter. Point number 3 is, install energy efficient light bulbs in all of your pendant lights, in all of your lights that you have at home. Number 4, install solar panels that you can put on your roof. Probably you've seen it on many homes here in London that many homeowners are putting those solar panels and you can collect extra energy, save some more money. Next point is, use natural cleaning products. Natural cleaning products without any harm chemicals can be a really good thing for your home. You go definitely more green with that. Next point is, insulate your house so you can collect the warmth and the energy that you have there so it doesn't evaporate so quickly. And last point is, create your own compost.
Well, so good compost ideas are, if you guys are juicers, now that we're talking all natural, instead of just throwing away the excess fibers from your juice, so you're making carrots, the bits you normally throw away, you can actually save it and create compost out of it.
That's actually a really good tip. Now, which brings me actually that many people are actually coffee drinkers, so your coffee grounds can be used for composting as well.
These are good saving tips for you.
Saving tip.
And
this closes the second point, how can we make homes eco-friendly, right? And now we're moving to point number 3, Vinay.
Exactly. Now that we have established what makes an eco-friendly home and why you should have an eco-friendly home, I want to cover what building materials you can actually use eco-friendly house. So a good thing you can start with is recycled steel. Producing and smelting steel takes a lot of energy. Now, good fact here is that steel from 6 junk cars can actually provide enough recycled steel to build a 2,000 square foot house.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive.
I just need to recycle all my 6 cars and I'm going to have a new house.
If we had had 6 cars, that'd be great. Now, another one, and this is a very trendy one, is bamboo.
Wow.
Now, I'm sure everywhere you look online, bamboo toothbrushes, bamboo cheese boards, bamboo everything.
Like, bamboo is quite a big thing now. I've noticed that.
But there's a reason for it. It grows back quickly and it is very durable. It's so sustainable. So why would we not choose bamboo over cutting down pine trees? And it takes so many years for them to grow.
Exactly.
It's not worth it, really.
But so such a good point here. If you can, definitely get a bamboo.
Get a bamboo. The third point is precast concrete. And Dominic, I think you should cover this one because you
You
deal with this every day.
Yes. So the reason many homeowners are choosing concrete, as we mentioned in our previous episodes, if you haven't heard them, go for Importance of Interior Lighting or 20 Trends for 2019. We talked about concrete and usage in this year, basically. Precast concrete is a very natural material and homeowners really love it. There are people who like it so much, they put it everywhere when they can put it. And it's really good because it can be recycled and makes it appropriate choice for an eco-friendly house. Also, precast concrete, what we do, is more eco-friendly than poured concrete on site because it makes less waste. So precast concrete, if you like, whether it's a small pendant light, which we have noticed in homes, you can use a small pendant light or you can use concrete worktop. If you like no more, just feel free to call me. And if you like to have, let's say, polished concrete floors, it's natural material and we see more and more customers are implementing those natural elements in their houses.
So for the fourth point, I want to ask you a question that will really help you with this one. So do you think that having an eco-friendly home will really bring or increase your property value?
Yes, I can definitely see that already in the market, that buyers are increasingly starting to see benefits that eco-friendly homes bring. From low running costs to more sustainable and more future-proof way of living, green homes are now highly sought after and such attract a much higher property value than their non-green counterparts. So investing in eco-friendly home means you'll be one step ahead in the future. It's a really good investment, shall we say.
Yeah, and especially if you start adding technologies to your house,
yes,
which will really increase that, really, really increase your property value. So a few points of technologies you can actually install in your homes, because I know we covered what makes a good one, is home energy management technology. Now, we did kind of tell you about Nest previously in the previous topic, and it's really one of the best ways to conserve energy at home. And it's to help you figure out where you are using the most power.
That's so important to know exactly where you're losing that power.
Where you're losing and spending all your money.
Yeah.
Home energy monitoring puts the knowledge straight at your fingertips. So my last question is, why on earth wouldn't you have it?
And like we mentioned, you can use the app on your phone.
You can actually
have a daily graph of the usage of your home. So you know which days you're actually using it the most and which ones you're using it the least.
Yeah, and so trackable. So then you can really make changes to your daily habits. Why on earth would you not do it?
Exactly.
There's no excuses. I completely agree with you for that one. So the second point is solar panels for electricity. Now, I know you're thinking of the 70s. Ugh, that's so hideous. But don't worry, they're downright beautiful now. And you can actually install solar panels by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as we would advise, make sure you hire contractors. And that's actually what we covered in our previous podcast. So make sure you have a listen to that.
Why to use professional? And this is exactly the point where you can save money to use professionals, actually, because you're going to save money on your electricity by installing solar panels, right?
Exactly.
So that's a really, really good point, I would say, for homeowners. And we go for point number 3 in green technology for home, which is a little bit silly point, but it kind of makes sense. Dual flush toilets. It's silly, isn't it? Like, did you know that your humble toilet uses more water than any other fixture in your house?
I did not think so. I mean, come on, washing machine, when I have a long 2-hour bath, I thought maybe.
Maybe you shower too long. But depending on how old your toilet is, it can use as much as 27%, which is almost 30% of water in your home. So if you shower like Vina, it's almost 3 liters per minute.
More like 2 liters per minute.
Oh, sorry, it was wrong. But anyway, to the point, upgrading from an older toilet to a new one can drastically reduce your home water. But what is better, even more, is dual flush toilet.
So yeah, get those dual flush toilets going.
Get them running.
Get them going. So to conclude, really, we covered a couple topics. Why you need an eco-friendly house was our first one.
Yes. Second one was, how can we make our home eco-friendly? So the few tips that I gave you there.
The few tips you gave them there was about getting serious about your water, installing smart meters like Nest, etc. And then compost as well.
Yes, compost is the most. Creating from juicing. Yes, remember, if you're a juicer.
Don't throw those, what is it called? Fruit fibers? What's the bits that get left out of juices?
Bits.
You know, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Orange juice with bits.
The bits, the fiber. Anyway.
Fiber.
The third point was, what is an eco-friendly material to build a house? And okay, we covered recycled steel, bamboo.
And concrete. Point number four was higher property value. If you're implementing eco-friendly elements into your home, your property is going to increase in value, which is really, really good point and important for many homeowners.
And our final point was technologies for your home. And we covered again energy management, and you should definitely not be going without it, because why do you not want to track where you're spending most of your money and where your energy goes?
Next one will be solar panel for electricity. If you don't have it, if you don't want to do it, at least consider having it at your home and installing it, because it can really save electricity and your bills.
And the silly one was dual flush toilets, but hey, it's never silly if it works, right?
Exactly. If it saves some water, saves some on some bills, then it's definitely a good option to go for.
Every little helps.
Exactly.
That's the Yasin saying, isn't it? Dun, dun, dun. Every little.
I think it's Tesco. Right?
Okay, Tesco's. Anyway, you guys know.
So, this was the conclusion of our episode number 4. And we have a quite big announcement for you guys.
Exciting announcement. Woo! For us especially. I know this is our 4th podcast, but next week's podcast, number 5, is our official launch date.
Official launch date. We're going to be launching our podcast officially on all social media.
Okay, so check us out. Creative Lifestyle Design will be up and running, ready to hear your questions, and we look forward to speaking to you guys every single week.
Yes, exactly, guys. So if you have a time, tune for us, listen to us, give us a feedback or a review, and we look forward to speaking to you next time.
Perfect, guys. See you later.
See you. Hi guys, welcome to our 4th episode of one more time. Hi guys,
we are back for the 4th time.
Hi guys, welcome to 4th episode of Creative Lifestyle Design Podcast, and we are here today with Dom and
Vinay. And I really want to cover 5 of them today. Just give you 5 big tip top tips.
Just you, so I'll be quiet all the time.
Well, obviously Dominic will tune in with his tips.
Okay, just a little bit here and there. First reason maybe to build an eco-friendly home is to find.
Hey, this is my one.
It says, is it your one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes.
That's you.
Oh yeah. Okay. Understanding your lifestyle needs. Okay, how does it protect your health?
Just jumping in way too quickly there.
And especially when you breathe, I mean. Get it?
I was listening.
I know, you weren't. Gathering water, which is coming out of your pipes. Let's go for number 3.
Sorry.
Are you jumping into my thing? How dare you? Number three.
Both contribute to this point, because I think it's a very broad topic. And we actually spoke a little bit about this in our previous pod, did we? No, we didn't.
What did you say? Sorry. At all.
I don't want.
Depending on how old your toilet is.
I wash my toilet. Okay.